I mean, last year you guys put up 45 against Capital, and we were talking about how all the skill guys were gone from offense, but you guys found a way to get to 44 today. Obviously, you have to be pleased with the way things went.
Yeah, offensively we played pretty well as a unit. Our offensive line did a great job today. I give them all the credit for it. So our skill players, they trusted us and just get the ball into their hands, and they make plays for us and do a lot of big things for us.
Capital went 3 and out on their first possession. You guys get the ball. You go 9 plays, 63 yards, right down and get into the end zone. How big was that from a confidence standpoint to start the season that way?
It was huge. We had our first 10 plays set out for us, and we run them about 30 times throughout the week, and or 30 times through the week, and we executed perfectly each play, and it just came up to perfection for us.
A lot of talk about having to turn the page in terms of receivers, but we got to look at a handful of guys that obviously you can count on this year.
Oh yeah, BC Cunningham is he's huge. He's 6'2", 230, and he's a boss out there. And then Desi and Zach Wilson are two slot players, and they're both fast and quick and can run a great routes for us. And then Garth and John Stone are they're just good role players for us, and they make plays. Like Garth turned six yard routes into 15, 20 yard gains, and Stoner has got great speed and great hands, and he can just get up and go for us.
You threw for 2 touchdowns, you ran for 2, but you also had 3 interceptions, and 1 was deep in your own territory in the first half.
Yeah.
It set up Capital's field goal. I would think that those are things that you're probably going to be thinking about this week as you get ready, well, really for the bye week, but mistakes that you don't want to have happen down the road?
Yeah, definitely. That's all on myself. I just threw bad balls. I was rushing and should have went through my reads and just rushed. Offensive line, can't blame them at all. They gave me perfect protection, and my receivers, I trust them completely, and they're going to make plays for me down the road.
It was a hot, muggy day out here, and you were cramping up quite a bit. What was it like to try and stay in the game?
I'm a big person that doesn't like to come out of the game at all. If something's wrong with me, I'm not going to tell the coaches or anything, and it's just how I am, my personality and stuff. And it's just that's how I am. I don't want to come out of the game any time at all.
All right, Reed, congratulations on a big day today.
Thank you.